Students from area colleges and universities rallied in support of higher education Tuesday on the University of Louisiana at Monroe campus.
Thank you all for being here. Enjoy your crawfish.
Boiled crawfish served to the nearly 200 students was plentiful, but the message was loud and clear.
Budget cuts have already resulted in the loss of academic programs and faculty, and they are continuing to challenge our educational futures.
The rally was sponsored by Educate LA, a nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting higher education in the state. Two other sites, one in Shreveport, the other in Baton Rouge, hosted similar rallies at the same time. The intent was symbolic of students speaking as one.
It's really important that as students of our state that we unite as one front, as one source.
Emily LaFleur is the student government president at Louisiana Tech University. Prior to addressing the crowd, she spoke of how legislators cannot continue to cut higher education and expect better results.
If lawmakers and legislatures, they want to say we want to improve Louisiana, but constantly cut higher education and not value it, we're just letting them know that makes no sense.
Fellow Tech student Hannah Lane says such action goes against Governor Jindal's call for keeping high school graduates in Louisiana.
If it's being cut, what's the incentive for students to stay after they graduate, you know? If other states and other universities are offering a more sustainable budget, if ours are being cut, why should students stay?
After reductions to higher ed budgets last fiscal year and an additional mid-year cut, the governor's proposal for this legislative session spares colleges and universities from the budget acts.
The governor's really been, I think, probably heeded the message that he has received from the campuses when they were so up in arms over the last year, and has presented a budget that at this point doesn't cut them at all.
John McGinnis, publisher of LAPolitics.com, says with the governor taking higher ed off the table, legislators have another item to mull over concerning college cash.
The key things that the lawmakers are looking at in this session are raising tuition.
The passage of the Grad Act will allow colleges and universities to increase those costs based on retention and graduation guidelines. Calvin Stafford, a speech pathology major at ULM, says many students, including himself, will now be challenged by tuition hikes and other rising costs.
Growing up, my family isn't very wealthy, so every increase in tuition, every cut from the university budget, having to increase fees, it directly affects me.
Those sentiments are something ULM Faculty Senate President Dr. Anna Hill says she has heard leading up to the rally. She questions lawmakers who have pledged not to increase taxes, saying, in effect, that's what's about to happen to Louisiana's public college students.
There's a lot of talk in Baton Rouge about not increasing taxes, but I'm hearing students being worried about increased tuition and fees, and for them, that's basically an increased tax.
Hill says she hopes legislators will seek other possibilities rather than have students shoulder the entire financial obligation. She feels the rally will cause students to become active in addressing the issues facing higher ed. For Hannah Lane, being ready begins with awareness, and that's what she hopes to share with other students.
This rally is definitely going to further equip us with information and just a sense of pride in our education, and we need to take that back to our campuses.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.